I wish you could help, Flipper. But neither of us can handle this one.
And there we were in Guatemala when our kangaroo took sick. Well, we were scheduled to exhibit the animals at the grand opening of the new Australian embassy. Well, she couldn't have picked a worse time, or so we thought.
What happened, Mr. McCoy?
Oh, it turned out her sickness was she was having a baby kangaroo. The Australian ambassador himself sent flowers. Imagine!
That's right. And Bonnie and myself were invited to the reception at the embassy. Do you remember that?
Yes, I wore my first long dress.
And like a budding rose you looked. Just like your mother. Ah, them were the days, all right. But they'll be coming back soon. Mark what I say. As soon as we get the boat patched up, we'll get back into business. And then one fine day, very soon, we'll have the finest floating exhibit in the entire seven seas.
Papa, you and I have a deal not to fool each other, don't we?
Ah, truly we do.
Then how can we repair our boat when we don't have the money?
Well, we'll do the repair work ourselves. My leg is all healed up now.
We'll help you.
Well, we'll work.
We don't have time to work. Mr. Simpson is coming today and he wants his money and we don't have it.
That old elephant thief.
Ah, now, now, Bud. A thief he's not. I do owe him a tidy sum. And he has a right to take Esme away if I can't pay. Don't you worry, lad. The only way Mr. Simpson can get his money is if he gives us time to start the exhibit again. And I'm going to convince him of that.
Boat can't just be patched. It needs a complete rebuilding job.
We are going to lose our baby elephant after all. How can you convince Simpson now?
The Irish have lots of luck. Sometimes, it's mighty bad.
Future Barnums of America?
The what?
I mean, is this your act?
Oh, no, these are our pets.
A strange trio to have as pets.
Trio? Hey, maybe they could be an act.
You should see what Flipper can do.
Does Mr. Anderson have a baby elephant?
No.
Or a trained dolphin?
No.
You suppose if we went to Centerport, Mr. Anderson would hire on our pets?
I don't know, son. I just work here myself. He's always looking for new ideas, though. Why don't you ask him yourself?
Fanny, The money Flipper makes, we can give to the McCoys so they can fix their boat.
Now you got the idea, bud. Let's go ask Dad. Thanks.
Come on, Judy.
Hey, you! Drop that brush!
Judy, put that down.
Bad girl, you.
Showbiz.
There's only one thing wrong with your plan about going back into business, McCoy. Since your boat ain't salvageable, it ain't gonna work.
The boat can be salvaged.
The way you're gonna get the money for it.
Well, I'll get a job. I'll pay you, Mr. Simpson.
And I'm gonna help him all I can.
Sorry, I'm not in business to finance no deadbeats. I'll take the elephant.
Simpson's boat.
Oh, no.
Bud, you hide Esme up the beach. Barney, come with me.
Look, we've been over all this already. I've made up my mind. And I ain't got all day. Where are they?
Well, they should be back any minute.
They better get back and have that elephant with them. And another thing. I'll have enough trouble with that elephant. Keep that gall-down chimp out of my way.
Simpson's waiting to take Esme.
Well, let's get out of here.
Where can we go?
Hey, wait a minute. Anderson Circus in Centerport. We can escape from Mr. Simpson and earn the money besides.
We shouldn't go without asking Dad.
Well, if that big phony gets a hold of Esme, there'll be nothing to ask about.
Yeah, but if we did go, Dad'd have our heads.
Sandy, I can't bear to lose Esme. Imagine how you'd feel if you lost Flipper.
Okay, we'll go.
Cowabunga!
Look, you head up the beach. I'll leave a note for Dad and then catch up with you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Sandy Rex. This is my brother Bud. Bonnie McCoy. Judy.
Shake hands, Judy.
And Esme.
And that's Flipper.
I'm Ed Belden. I'm real happy to meet such a remarkable group.
We're on our way to Centerport to show our pets the Land and Sea Circus.
Yeah, we're gonna make a lot of money so we can save Esme.
Now that sounds like a worthy endeavor.
What happened to your boat?
It went aground in the storm last week.
Reminds me of our boat. The storm got ours, too.
Well, I've been able to budge mine off this sandbar with the outboard.
I think maybe we can help you, Mr. Belden.
How?
Well, if we all pull together, including Flipper and Esme, we should be able to pull it free.
Sure. Flipper pulls our boats lots of times.
Off a sandbar?
No. With the help of Flipper and Esme.
A dolphin and an elephant? Well, it's the first time for everything. Let's give it a go.
Right.
All right, thank you. Well, they're not there either. This isn't like them at all.
How can an elephant disappear like that?
Mr. Simpson, I can appreciate your interest in your lucre, but we're worried about our children.
Now, worried is right. I think we better start looking for them.
Well, I ain't getting nothing done here.
And you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Thank you. And Bonnie. And Judy. And Esme. And Flipper.
Well, we better get on our way to Centerport.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, follow this inlet and it'll take you there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye.
Come on, Flipper. Flipper, we're just taking a shortcut. Come on. That's a good boy.
They left a note. They've gone up to Centerport to put those animals in a circus.
Anderson's.
Yeah, that's right.
Ah, those little devils, they've got gumption, I must say.
Well, they're going to need a lot more than gumption. That area is full of hazards.
Oh, well, what can we do?
Well, I think we better try and catch up to them before they get in trouble. Come on.
It's no use, Sin. He's stumped. He can't swim.
We need to get him to deeper water or he'll die.
But how can we? He's too heavy for us.
We need help. I'll go get Mr. Belden. I can make it fast if I cut through the swamps.
Be careful, Sandy.
Don't worry.
You'll be okay.
Excuse me. Did you see three children, an elephant, and
a chimp and a dolphin?
I sure did. How long ago?
Oh, not long. Say, wait a minute, Ranger. They haven't done anything wrong, have they?
Well, as a matter of fact, they have.
I hope you won't judge them too hastily. They seemed like fine youngsters to me.
Did they now?
Now, wait a minute. I think you've got the wrong idea. Those youngsters happen to be our children. They left Coral Key Ranger Station without permission, and we're worried about them. Oh, I'm Porter Ricks.
No.
This is Sean McCoy.
Oh, I'm Ed Beldoy. They were following the inlet to Centerport.
Thank you.
Pass him on the way.
But he went through the swamps.
Through the swamps?
Yeah, to get Mr. Belden.
Yeah, I know, I know. Look, I've got to find him fast. You stay here with the children.
That I do.
All right, push me off.
Now I need help. Go get Dad, Flipper. Go get Dad. Flipper! Go get Dad. Go get Dad, Flipper. Flipper, help me.
Hang on. Now take it easy.
It's my knee. Dad.
All right, come on, let's get out. You all right, Sandy?
Yeah, Dad. Thanks.
Get in the boat, son.
Oh.
It's really my fault, Mr. Ricks. I talked them into it.
Well, Bonnie, I appreciate you trying to take the blame. But the boys are still responsible for what they did.
We realized it was wrong to go without asking Dad.
We're really sorry, Dad.
Why? Because you are really sorry, or that you might get punished?
Well, both.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of selling it rather than renting it.
Well, we do need a boat for our business. But it'll be quite some time, I'm afraid, before we can buy one again.
Oh, I'd be glad to lend you the boat till you can buy one.
That's a kind man you are. But I can't accept that big a favor. My pride be forgiven.
I couldn't have salvaged the boat without the help of the youngsters and the animals. I owe them a favor.
Well, now, that is a difference.
2 weeks of KP.
Listen to this. Mr. Belden has graciously offered to lend us his boat. Maybe that'll keep Simpson off, and we can get established again.
Oh, Mr. Belden, how wonderful.
I'm happy I could return the favor to you. And Esme, and Judy, and Flipper.
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near. And how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.